the concern has actually been raised by Republican Chuck Grassley, who's the ranking member on the Finance Committee. And he has raised a concern. The way that this board is structured, it's called the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board to oversee the stimulus funds as they're going out. That board would be made up of nine or more inspector generals and chaired by a presidentially appointed chairman.
Mm-hmm.
In the final language of the stimulus bill, there is a provision that would allow that board to direct another inspector general to conduct or to refrain from conducting an investigation or an audit. The word refrain is what Chuck Grassley has been upset about. He's basically saying that that language would allow this board, which is chaired by a chairman who would be appointed by President Obama, to tell a federal agency, actually, we don't want you to investigate X, Y, or Z complaints. And Chuck Grassley is saying that that could be something that could be used to maybe prevent an agency from inspecting something that could be potentially embarrassing.
So his idea is that this could that the Obama administration and this Obama appointee could actually say, okay, never mind, that's not an area that we're going to look into.
Right, exactly. And the language in the final stimulus bill would allow an inspector general who disagreed with the board's decision to file a report and say, no, basically, I'm going to buck the decision of the board. I'm going to conduct an investigation anyway. But that inspector general would have to, within 30 days, supply a report to Congress, a very lengthy explanation as to why they wanted to do that. Grassley and some other Republicans have said that would actually just be a lot of red tape. And Grassley was saying on the floor on Friday last week, he submitted a statement that said, basically, that's a whole lot of red tape for an inspector general to have to go through to do their job.
So would, if they just removed that one provision about not investigate versus investigate out of the clause, could, if they just got rid of that, would everybody be happy again?
Well, there was kind of a big scramble during the conference and during the negotiations on the Senate side all last week, because there were people who were raising objections to this particular provision. And there were a couple of different things that happened, and a lot of aides described it to me as sort of this scramble. The original language was submitted by the White House, or was suggested by the White House. It was in the House version of the bill. In the Senate version of the bill, the entire structure of that board was changed. Now, it seems like the inspector generals are kind of taking a step back and saying, we want to sort of see how this works before we complain. We may be able to work within these parameters. We're not convinced that this is going to be a real problem for us. But keep in mind, the inspector general community is very, very tight-knit, and they really prize their independence and their ability to sort of fly very independently without direction from the White House or from the agencies that they work within. So they're going to take a very close look at this provision and make sure that they still are going to be able to conduct the investigations they want to conduct.
And this is in the stimulus bill, or is this in the sort of son of TARP legislation?
This is in the stimulus bill.
Okay.
This is for federal funds that are going from the stimulus, and the members of this board, apart from the presidential appointee who chairs it, are actual other inspector generals from agencies that are receiving the money from the stimulus.
And is it the presidential appointee's sort of purview in and of that person's self to decide whether or not an investigation goes forward?
Well, this board is still in the very, very early stages.
It's just what, been 3 days? Seems like so long ago that it got passed, signed.
Right.
But
exactly.
The whole thing's happening so quickly.
Exactly. And this group of inspector generals was meeting yesterday to go through every single line of this particular provision in the stimulus to sort of put together their thoughts on it and how they think that this board is going to function.
So what happens now? They're just going to have to come to, because it sounds like at this rate, it's not going to happen at all. They're not going to have the board, but they have to.
Oh, this board will be put together. It's just a matter of exactly how it's going to function. It's not something that's really been done before. And one thing that a lot of inspector generals' agencies are doing to prepare, remember, they're going to be receiving a lot of extra funding to do their jobs, which is also in the stimulus. There was a lot of added funding for inspector generals in that legislation that actually gives them more resources to do their jobs. And Republicans and Democrats on the Hill have both alerted inspector generals, hey, you guys, put together a plan for how you guys are going to address complaints of waste, fraud, and abuse with this stimulus money. And representatives from the inspector generals are going to be up on the Hill briefing members of Congress. Here's how, within our agency, we are going to keep an eye on these funds.
And when is that due?
Well, they'll start briefing. There's Daryl Issa, who's a Republican on the House side, who's a ranking member on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, sent a letter to all of the inspector generals yesterday indicating to them that he wants to have briefings scheduled from almost every inspector general starting next week.
And how, I mean, there's so many parts of this that no one's ever tried before. And I was talking to one former GSA person, and he was saying that, you know, this is, it's almost, you know, surreal to think of 20% of the annual budget all coming through in this enormous chunk. So almost everyone thinks that this is just a field day for IG reports, right?
That's definitely true. And a lot of IGs are looking back at past experiences, things like Katrina or after 9/11.
There's a whole panel looking at Iraq reconstruction.
Exactly. With a big influx of money, there's a lot of opportunities for growth, but there's also a lot of opportunities for waste and fraud and abuse, and the IGs have to prepare for that. And they're staffing up their own staff to look at this money. They're hiring auditors for their auditors to get ready to field a whole bunch of requests, follow a whole bunch of threads, and try to make sure that this money is used in the most transparent and open way.